Is starting with a boat, do you think, too hard for most people?
Oh, no, not at all. I think anybody can build a boat. The hardest thing about building a boat is getting started. Just build a boat that looks like a box, and the next one, put a pointed end on it. The next one, flare the sides, and you can get that basic, and by about the sixth or seventh one, you know, you'll have a cute little boat. It's really that easy.
We live in a computerized world. The survival skills in the world of which most of us live are computer and networking and very heavy manipulation of information, of abstract information, and artificial images and televisions, monitors and things. You're talking about your Cellian experience. What is this core experience?
Well, you know, it's funny, out of the, say, 70 students on average that we may have here a week, I'll bet 25 of them come from the computer field or a job that, you know, the computer is a great part of their life. And to a man or a woman, they all say, we came to get away from it. It's funny, they all say the same thing, is that when they got involved, they thought it was going to save them time, but they've never worked harder than they've ever worked in their life. I think they come here to get away from that, to get back to a world that they knew just 10 or 12 years ago, to see what life really was like and could be like if they want to get out of the race. And it's not for everybody, but I think it should be. I personally feel that, you know, we're just going too fast. It's way too fast. This is getting off of this a hair, but my wife and I went to Italy for a month this past fall. And I saw that as the way life should really be.
One slow meal.
Yes, one slow meal. And, you know, the courtesy to older people and the whole gamut that used to be America when it was a mom-and-pop society.
Do you think you will ever re-enter what is jovially called the real world again?
Nah, I can't see it. I can't see it. I'm really happy with my life. I really think that if you have a dream, go out there and do it, because you can't keep dreaming about it, because it'll never ever happen. When I came up here, I was 48 years old, and I had a successful business. My wife had a very good job. We weren't wealthy by any means, but we were doing quite well, living in a very nice house. When we met, we talked about doing something like this, and doing something like this has opened up a whole other world for us. We came up cold, we took the chance, we knew nobody, and we just thought, well, let's live a dream that we both want, because if we wait till we're 65 or 70 years old, like a lot of people do, before they take that big cruise, they're going to have to be pushed around the boat in a chair, and I am not going to be pushed about around the boat in a chair while I live out my dream. I want to live my dream now. And I think you should just do it, seize the moment, have fun, and it'll all work out. That's my opinion.